Hi there. The word for you today is, sometimes you must confront. In Matthew 18, verse 15, Jesus said, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained a brother. Now, confronting someone the right way requires these three things: character, courage, and caution. Let's look at each. First, character. Since Jesus was secure in his identity and character as God's Son, he was able to let go of the need to please and be accepted by those around him. Being grounded in who you are in Christ and in what your Heavenly Father created you to be allows you the freedom to confront people when necessary without worrying about the fallout or the negative consequences. Second thing you need when confronting is courage. The Pharisees had the power to undermine Christ's reputation, and they did, which eventually led to his death on the cross. But he always told them the truth, nonetheless. And you've got to do that too. You've got to be willing to take up your cross and follow him, even during those times when it means risking an argument and handling hurt feelings. To, quote, confront simply means to, quote, get in front of someone, look into their face, and deal with the issue honestly and lovingly because you value the relationship. And the third thing you need when confronting is caution. This is important. Make sure you're following God's timing and not your own. It's easy to use false courage or bravado to challenge others in order to get your own way. It's easy to claim a confrontation is necessary when what you actually want is control. No, you must ask God to show you when, how, and where to confront others. Your goal should always be to reconcile and restore the relationship, which is why Jesus said, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Okay? And that's the word for you today.